Joe Biden's bloodbath border killed 1,000 plus migrants in 2022. By Neil Monroe on March 21, 2024. President Joe Biden's welcome lured at least 1,000 Latino migrants to their deaths along his border in 2022, according to an agency statement quietly released on March 18. The number is roughly double his 2021 border death toll of 568 migrants. The score is more than four times the 254 people who died while trying to get over President Donald Trump's guarded border in 2020 as Democrats jeered at him for supposedly keeping kids in cages. Biden's 2022 death toll includes 895 discovered bodies in deserts, mountains, and rivers, plus 96 people killed while crossing the border, plus 55 people killed while being pursued, processed, or detained by border agents, according to the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. The migrant deaths included more than 151 women, plus 17 teenagers or children. The department's death counts do not mention the growing number of Americans killed by the many migrants who are allowed to walk past the nation's border. Also, the many additional Biden deaths in 2023 will not be released until after the 2024 election. This year, GOP legislators and their mainstream allies are more willing to spotlight the death toll of Americans, such as Lachlan Riley, a student nurse who was killed by a migrant that has been welcomed over the border by Biden's deputies. But the GOP legislators are also beginning to shame Democrats and their progressive voters by spotlighting the many dead migrants racked up by Biden's ambitious progressive deputies. Migrants died in this journey coming here because Joe Biden told them to surge to our border and come into our country. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, told the March 7th hearing held by the House Committee on the Judiciary. What's the solution? Seems to me we call time out. Seems to me we say no more, said Jordan, chairman of the Judiciary Committee. No one can deny the fact that there are countless people who are harmed on the journey up to the United States, or were trafficked or enslaved here in the United States, lawyer Gene Hamilton told the hearing. He added. So for all these crocodile tears that are shed, by Democrats, about what happened in a prosecution policy during the Trump administration, nobody cares about the 85,000-plus kids that this administration has lost. From official records, among the 500,000 kids who have been trafficked here during this administration. Hamilton is a former Department of Justice official under Trump and is now a founder of the America First legal nonprofit. Every place they built a wall, immigration went down, former deportation chief Tom Homan told the hearing, adding. The wall, more importantly, saved lives because the women and children, the most vulnerable, who couldn't get over that wall and, instead, will go to a place where it's not a wall. And guess what's waiting for them? The men and women of the Border Patrol. Democrats rationalized their growing body count. Our economy needs more workers, Representative Deborah Ross, DNC, told the House hearing. Migrants accept the costs and risks of journeying to the United States because they understand that their labor is in demand here and that employment will be easy to come by. The lethal inflow of migrants welcomed by Ross helps investors to slash wages earned by her blue-collar and white-collar voters. Related, four-year-old dropped over southern border wall. Ross urged greater use of legal pathways for migrants into U.S. jobs. However, the record 2022 death toll of migrants was reached by Mayorkas even though the federal government already has legal pathways for roughly 2 million immigrants and temporary workers per year. One of the witnesses at the hearing was Aaron Reichland Melnick, who works for the American Immigration Council. The vast majority of the progressives' migrant victims are poor, non-white Latinos from Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, according to the DHS data. The death toll included 131 skeletal remains, some of whom may have died in prior years. The agency's record count of 1,000 dead migrants in 2022, however, excludes the many deaths among migrants south of Biden's border. For example, at least 891 dead migrants were found in the Caribbean, Central America, and South America in 2022, according to a 2023 report by the UN International Organization for Migration. At least 8,984 migrants died in the Americas from 2014 to 2023, according to a forthcoming UN report. In July 2022, at least 17 Haitian migrants drowned when a boat capsized on its way to an expected welcome in Florida. The dead included at least one child. Many migrants reported many deaths along the Darien Gap Trail between Colombia and Panama, which was partly built and maintained with federal aid delivered by BIDRAN's pro-migration border security chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. In 2022, CNN's Ray Sanchez slipped this Mayorkas special into a 2022 report. The couple, Pedro Luis Torrealba, and his wife said they started the roadless crossing on the border between Colombia and Panama, the deadly Darien Gap, with more than 60 other migrants, Torrealba said outside the Martha's Vineyard parish house on Thursday night. Only 22 completed the trek across the 60 miles of jungle and steep mountains, he said. Some fell from cliffs, others were swept away by floodwaters. Jackie Stallings, a member of the Martha's Vineyard Community Services nonprofit, told CNN what she had seen on the migrants' cell phones. There were bodies and moms with babies trying to get through mud that was like clay. One migrant told her, "Look, this one died, he died and this one died. The mud is like up to here too, their thigh, they die because they get stuck." Mayorkas agency does not record the death of the many Mayorkas migrants dying in the mud while reaching for Biden's invitation. But Mayorkas knows of the huge death toll, which is why he upgraded the migrant trail through Panama. Also, he is now building and operating what he claims are legal pathways from far-distant homes into American communities, workplaces, schools, and hospitals. Related, thousands of migrants processed in one U.S. border town in one night. Mayorkas has repeatedly explained that he supports more migration because of his migrant parents, his sympathy for migrants, his support for equity between Americans and foreigners, his willingness to put his priorities above the law. He justifies the deadly migration as meeting the claimed needs of U.S. business, regardless of the cost to ordinary Americans, the impact on U.S. children, or Americans' rational opposition. The federal government has long operated an economic policy of extraction migration which pulls human resources from poor countries and uses the imported consumers, renters, and workers to grow investors' stock values. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages, boosted rents and housing prices, and shriveled coastal investors' interest in heartland towns. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and reduced native-born Americans' clout in local and national elections. The colonization-like policy has extracted vast amounts of human resources from needy countries and has killed thousands of unrecognized migrants,